Now it's time to go for some world news headlines with Madeleine Jenner.
Hi, Norman. Plenty of news about North Korea around this morning. North Korea's Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un has given his sister more power to promote her to the nation's top decision-making body. 28-year-old Kim Yo-jung will replace her aunt in the powerful Politburo. She's already been blacklisted by the US over alleged links to human rights abuses in North Korea. Kim Jong-un has also been talking again about his nation's nuclear weapons program. In an address to party members, he said Pyongyang's nuclear weapons firmly safeguard peace and security on the Korean Peninsula and Northeast Asia. His comments follow the US President Donald Trump's tweet that, quote, only one thing will work to deal with North Korea. Now, Donald Trump didn't quite specify what that one thing was. And he also over the weekend, he's made comments about, quote, the calm before the storm, although he hasn't specified what that means either. Here's his response to journalists over the weekend.
Mr. President, what did you mean by calm before the storm yesterday? What did you mean by that?
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
You'll find out.
Thank you.
But there's likely to also be another nuclear weapons dispute brewing this week. President Donald Trump is expected to announce later this week that he will decertify the Iran nuclear deal. This is the deal that was done in 2015 when Iran agreed to limit its nuclear program in return for the easing of economic sanctions. Here's what Donald Trump had to say about the deal when he addressed the UN last month.
We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program.
At this stage, reports suggest that Donald Trump is likely to make a decision on Thursday, and there is a bit of time pressure here. Under US law, the Trump administration has to certify that Iran is complying with the deal and that it's in America's national security interests to remain in it every 90 days. The next deadline is Sunday, I think, October 15th, and the White House has said that the president will release a new strategy on Iran before then. Here's Donald Trump again talking to former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee in an interview over the weekend.
You will see what I will be doing in the not-too-distant future, but Iran is a bad player. And they will be taken care of as a bad player.
If the deal is decertified this week, it doesn't mean it immediately collapses. Instead, it essentially gets sent to Congress, triggering a 60-day review process. Over the weekend, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani defended the deal, and he argues that Donald Trump can't undermine it.
The nuclear negotiations and deal have achieved benefits that are irreversible. Nobody can roll them back, neither Mr. Trump nor 10 other Trumps.
But the US president insists that Iran is breaking the spirit of the deal by supporting Hezbollah in Lebanon and using the Revolutionary Guard in Syria to support President Assad. If Congress does put sanctions back in place, the big question will be how other countries that signed the deal react. So we're talking UK, France, Germany, China and Russia. So far, the other nations say the deal is working, and so does the UN watchdog who monitors Iran's compliance. Former US Vice President Joe Biden is also arguing that the deal should stay.
To walk away from the deal unilaterally doesn't isolate Iran. It isolates the United States of America. Furthermore, the International Atomic Energy Agency continues to verify that Iran is complying with the deal. The Trump administration has already twice certified Iran's compliance, and for all its misbehavior, and there is misbehavior in other areas, arenas, Tehran is holding up their end of the nuclear agreement.
And Norman, it's interesting to note that with nuclear weapons in North Korea and Iran front and centre at the moment, this year's Nobel Peace Prize has gone to an organisation that campaigns against nuclear weapons. The International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons was founded in Melbourne 10 years ago, and you'll be speaking with Tilman Ruff, the Australian founder, after 8:30 this morning.
I will indeed, and I'll be talking to you a little bit later too, Madeleine Jenner. Thank you very much. You're listening to RN Breakfast.